We're talking today with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now with this Northwest Oklahoma Fire Complex. Mm-hmm. Think back to Monday, March 6th. Yeah. We saw the early signs of this fire. Nobody knew it was going to get as big as it did. It seems like things just got out of control so quickly that most of our ranching families were really caught by surprise.
Very much so. In fact, that evening on March 6th, that Monday evening, we had our Northwest District Spring Roundup in Woodward at the fairgrounds. And when we pulled in, the wind was intense. You could smell smoke, and that was that Texas fire that was burning. In fact, we had ash floating around the fairgrounds there, and that was all from that Texas fire. The wind was so intense. Well, by the time we started our meeting, the smoke was so thick you could hardly see, and we actually had folks that were leaving the meeting early to go home, which was very appropriate because it was fires were springing up, et cetera, if you will, and it was just we knew we had a tough issue. Really didn't come to light until Tuesday morning. And then that's when things really kind of, when daylight kind of broke, if you will, and the intensity of the night, because there were folks who, you know, never saw sleep that night. Some of the rural firefighters, some of those ranching families that were directly affected, the intensity, well, kind of when daylight, the sun broke. Mm-hmm. And that's when we kicked our fund into action, when we started working with the folks we could work with to try to get some aid, start headed the hay that way, because even though the fire was still raging, we knew we had to get hay there. We wanted to wait till it was under control so you didn't bring fuel into a fire, if you will, but we wanted that process to go ahead and kick up and start. The generosity, Ron, through this deal has been amazing. And you know, that's so typical of the cattle community, of the livestock agriculture community. But you honestly, and I'm guilty of this, take it for granted until you see it in action. And it's just been so humbling and amazing to see folks who call up and say, I have 8 bales of hay. That's all I have, but I want to give it. And so they figure out how to find a trailer somewhere and put their 8 bales of hay on there. You know, and then other folks who said, I've got 2,000 bales of hay, and I want it all to go. We had a bottleneck in trucking, and so we kind of burst through that, if you will, and that's kind of come and gone. We had a bottleneck in diesel. In fact, we're actually still trying to work on that issue in itself to solve some of that. And we had some of our partners who stepped up early, Farm Bureau and the credit and the Farm Credit System and Loves stepped in to help some of that early, which was so appreciative. But we're still seeing a need in diesel, and so we're working on some areas there. The intensity and the overall breadth and scope of this is just so phenomenal, and it's overwhelming, to be honest. So important that the Tom Fannings of the world that were there on the ground working, communicating. The Aaron Cashes, who's in the Harper County Extension Office, who's kind of ground zero for some of the hay donations. You know, the extension folks up there that were just so fundamental in helping communicate and get information and find out who has immediate needs that need right now, and those that are going to need over time and so forth, and distinguishing the difference between those, you know, and just trying to comprehend that. So, you know, for not being any more prepared than we were, fantastic response. And so much so that it has kind of spurred us to say, okay, we're going to create a crisis management plan. You know, 4 or 5 months from now, we're going to sit down when the grass is green, the good Lord sent some rain, and lives are somewhat back to normal, although we know this is going to take months and years mm-hmm. to recover. And unfortunately, we know fire is going to strike again in sometime in the future. And so we want to be more prepared. What the lessons we learned from this, take that so that we can be more prepared in the future. So lots going on, big issue, but a lot of folks very fundamental in helping and responding. It's been a life lesson in that sense.
And I guess what there's several moving parts here. Obviously the hay,
right.
You're certainly some fencing materials gathered and brought out, mm-hmm. The problem of disposing of carcasses. There's so many things.
There's just so many things to consider. And to that end, one of the things that we're putting together is we've put together two meetings. meetings on Monday in Buffalo and on Friday in Beaver. And these are producer meetings. We're going to start at 10 a.m. on both mornings. We're inviting all ranching families that have been affected by the fire. And we want you to bring your family if you want to. But, you know, husband, wife, all of you that are involved. We're going to serve lunch at the end of the meetings. We're at the fairgrounds at both locations in Beaver on Monday. Excuse me, Buffalo on Monday and then Beaver on Friday. We're at the fairgrounds. Start at 10 a.m. The purpose of the meetings are informational. So FSA is going to be there and talk about what you need to walk through the disaster assistance process. NRC is going to be there to talk about the programs that they have in place, for instance, to help remove the cedar skeletons and so forth. Obviously, fencing, as you mentioned. We're going to talk, the Conservation Commission is going to be there and talk about some of their programs. The Wildlife Department is going to be there and talk about some of their programs as well. The State Veterinarian's Office, Dr. Hall, is going to be on hand, and he's going to have information on, you know, things to look for in the future, smoke inhalation and hoof damage on cattle to help producers make decisions. Obviously, we want to encourage them to work with their local veterinarian, but kind of that broad, and we're also going to have some spiritual guidance. This has been devastating from an emotional and a spiritual. So we want to put some people in front of producers to say, here's a contact for you to look at. And then our foundation, the funds that we've been so generously offered, we're going to talk about how we're going to disperse those. But what we need to do in order to do that is identify the need. And so we need producers, ranchers to come tell us what they need. And we have a simplified process in order to make that happen. These two meetings are going to be very important. We're going to finish with lunch. No charge. We want you to come out and have that information from those important meetings. And you mentioned as well, I didn't mention, but carcass disposal, fire ant. A lot of hay's come from the southeast, which has been wonderful. We don't want to inadvertently start a problem there by importing an unwanted pest. And so we just need some education in order to do that. So that's what the purpose of those meetings are.
Right. Now, we've talked about some of the infrastructure. Obviously, some of the in-kind donations have gone on, the cash donations, the raising of money that's going through the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation is incredible.
It's unbelievable. The generosity has just been overwhelming and very emotional, to be right honest with you, Ron. I had an opportunity to be at OKC West when Bill Barnhart and Robert York and those guys out there just did overwhelming is the best word I can, emotional, to see Bank First step up and buy the steer first for $5,000, to see McDonald's buy the steer twice, McDonald's, the number one customer of beef in the USA. And they said, we want to help ranchers who are providing our product to us, to consumers. And I know I'm forgetting some folks, but there's so many folks who, and I apologize for forgetting, but so many folks in that particular sale that stepped up and helped. Woodward, Jerry Nine, has put on a sale. Joplin's put on a sale. Tim Starks at Cherokee's going to do a sale. The Oklahoma City National Stockyards, Glenn Payne and Rob Fisher and those guys, they, you know, made available, if you want to write a check for $5 or for $5,000, just drop it off here to the foundation. And a 501c3, so it's all tax deductible. But most importantly, 100% of those funds are going to those ranching families. And we're already starting to see some of the needs that we're going to need to fulfill because of some of the limitations on disaster assistance and so forth, which is another subject, but they're in place. And so we want our number one goal is, and what we want to do is to make sure those ranching families, as best we can, keep them whole during this tragedy, because they're second, third, fourth generation families. We want to make sure there's third, fourth, fifth, sixth generation ranching families in that area. That's our number one goal, and that's why we're honored to help do this. And the response has just been, I got a call from the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association, and they said, hey, we want to help you guys, $2,000. Where do we send it to? And, you know, just things like that have just been just amazing. And, again, goes to that emphasis of how tight-knit and neighborly our community is of ranching families that will step up and help, whether it's hay or wire or T-post or a check. It's just been overwhelming and something that that's a great story for our industry, but so important to those families that have been affected.
Right. And what you were indicating, what, north of 200,000 now and growing.
Yeah, we're at actually now here we are. I think we're sitting about 230,000, and it continues to grow. We on our website, there's a place for folks because we have folks that, you know, streets of Oklahoma City. Hey, how can I donate? And just go to our website, click. Every morning when we've been coming in, there's been a half a dozen or a dozen donations. Again, $5. Got a couple of checks in the mail yesterday for $10,000 each. You know, just amazing the overwhelming response that folks have just really opened their hearts and said, we want to help. And that's just been so humbling. And so we'll continue to keep that portal open. I would say, Ron, one of the goals we have is we learned a lot from the Alva fire last year. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we want to make sure we do is within 90 days of the event, we want as much financial assistance in those ranchers' hands as we can possibly make happen. Right. Now, we've got to watch the disaster timeline, the disaster assistance timeline. We don't want to get ranchers in trouble there in terms of getting in conflict, if you will. But at the same time, we want these funds to go to those ranching families as soon as possible. So our goal is within 90 days, and we're going to get that done so that they can start recovering their lives and again, keep their families on the ranch. This is a month, years-long recovery process, and we've committed that we're going to be there with them through the entire process and help them in whatever way we can.